Helena, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you first explain to us what polycystic ovary syndrome is?
So the first thing to note is that it's very common. So just over 1 in 10 Australian women have this condition. They often don't talk about it, but it's very much a health impact for Australians. And it costs us over $1 billion a year because it's a key cause of infertility for women. So essentially what it is a hormonal condition. We have higher insulin levels, which are the levels often associated with diabetes, and higher levels of male-type hormones or androgens. Those combination of factors have a range of health impacts, including affecting the ovary function. So women have irregular cycles, don't ovulate as much, and have reduced fertility, but they also have many other features of the condition as well.
Well, what exactly does a diagnosis of PCOS mean for a woman's life?
So importantly, at the moment, it's usually delayed. So on average, Australian women see 2 to 3 doctors before they get a diagnosis, are quite frustrated because they have all these symptoms without an explanation. And it's often quite delayed, with about a third of the women taking up to 2 years. So a diagnosis is unsatisfactory at the moment. It takes too long. And then when women are diagnosed, they're not necessarily given all the information that they need. And that's why we have brought together our consumer groups and health professionals from all different areas in this condition and government and funding agencies, and just put together the first international evidence-based guideline for this condition. And then all the resources that support that to educate women. There's an app called Ask PCOS, which is designed with women for women. There's a whole range of free available resources on the internet, and there is also booklets, webinars, any form of information we have provided, and same for our health professionals.
Well, one of the resources developed by Monash University is an app called Ask PCOS. Could you tell us a little bit more about how the app will help women suffering from polycystic ovary syndrome?
Yes, so the most important thing is it has a quiz on there. So if women have irregular cycles and don't know why, or had them before they went on the oral contraceptive pill, if they note increased body hair or severe acne or even thinning of the hair on the scalp, if they have increased anxiety, depression and psychological challenges, if they have an increased chance of gaining weight, all of those factors are features of this condition. And the app actually works through the clinical features and gives women a bit of guidance as to when they need to go and see their health professionals and how the diagnosis might be made. So it helps in diagnosis. For those who have the condition, there's a very small amount of information, not your name or your address, but information about yourself. If you enter that in, the app then develops a personalised profile of health information for you about the areas that are most important. So it explains the condition, it explains what causes it, it explains what the treatments are, how it can affect different women at different life stages, what's the most effective evidence-based treatment. And that's all quite important because we know that information is not necessarily coming at the moment from a health professional until we get through the better education that we clearly need, so that women are getting the right information. So it gives them the opportunity to be much more empowered about understanding and participating in the treatment of their condition.
Right, seems like a very helpful app. If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Professor Helena Teed, Director of the Monash Centre for Health and Research Implementation at Monash University, about resources they've developed to improve knowledge of polycystic ovary syndrome. Now, Helena, resources have also been developed for doctors and health professionals. How are these resources help women to get a faster and more accurate PCOS diagnosis?
So, for example, many years ago, we had a much smaller scale development of guideline, and with GPs, we developed resources for GPs, and resources will always be more used if they're developed by the individual group who are going to target them. That resource alone was downloaded 46,000 times by health professionals around Australia, and we know that they read the information. It wasn't broad enough, so it had some information, but it obviously needed to be more. So in this case, we have 60 conference presentations in Australia and around the world at all the health professional meetings. We have a range of different algorithms which step-by-step take doctors through how to diagnose it and how to treat it, and that's been developed with the doctors who are using it at the bedside or in their practice. So it's simple and easy to use. They're linked with information resources for the patients, so the patients can be better, women can be much better empowered and understand the information that they need, because it is a complex condition. So there are diagnosis, treatment algorithms, and a whole range of webinars for experts and conferences and information booklets for health professionals, and they're freely available.
Just one last question for you. If there's any women who are listening now who want to access these new resources, how can they go about doing that?
So if you search MCHRI or MCRI PCOS or even Monash University PCOS, you'll come up to the website with the free resources. And they're readily available for people to access.
Right.
And the app is available on the iTunes store. It will be available on Android in about 6 weeks, and it's currently the fifth most trending used app in health at the moment. So we're really hoping the message gets out there for women.
Well, it seems quite popular then.
We hope so. It's been a lot of work getting in there, and it was really significantly designed by women with us to make sure the best information is in the most usable format. It will very soon be in about 5 different languages. At the moment, it's currently only in English.
Well, I hope all the best for you and your work. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for your help. Thanks.